Thank you, Chair. Just to note that 11 talks about the impact of COVID-19 and it caters to minorities, which was the question to EU. Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
Is it?
No, just give it a second.
Okay, I don't know. Oh, okay. Something is wrong. So there's no light. Anyway, so I wanted to say, because just a quick answer to the EU, they were asking about minorities. 11 is talking about the impact of COVID-19. And in that particular paragraph, we have included the minorities who are not necessarily, obviously, under foreign occupation. But I thought it could also equally be important to note that we are deliberately deciding not to make it a Palestine issue, because there is a recognition, as South Africa was saying, that foreign occupation in this instance is implying, in particular to the effects of COVID-19, and any at all nationality or grouping or individuals, groups who may be under foreign occupation, and what that occupation, because they are already having difficulty in accessing certain things, and what the COVID-19 has done. And I think this has been mentioned before, even at the Human Rights Council setting. It is not necessarily to make it a geopolitical, because that's not what it is, and that's why it is not specific name or country that is attached to it, but just more of a factual statement to say that obviously in the instances where there were already difficulties, then the COVID-19 has exacerbated this thing, and we have had various accounting of it. But in a particular reference to minorities, 11 covers those adequately. So I don't know if maybe for the sake of moving, we would maybe leave it in the brackets and then continue to others while we try to find a commonality, I don't know, even at bilateral level or something, so that we're able to try to move to the other ones that we can advance better on.